Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Have you ever said the words, hey Siri or hey Google? Did it feel weird first time around you did it?
Yeah, I was doing a whole hey Siri moment yesterday and it didn't go very well.
Oh.
Yeah. Siri didn't manage to help me. It just made me look something else up online. So I could have done that in the first place. Thanks a lot, Siri. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, we all have our family problems. Huh? Let's put it that way. Now, I know that does create a bit of skepticism about voice technology, you know, but it seems that figures are showing otherwise. Let's see if I can convince you with this, Manisha. 2 years ago, a study found that there was a 187% worldwide market growth in smart speaker shipments in the second quarter of that year.
Yeah, I haven't indulged in one of those speaker sets yet,
okay.
But I know lots of people who have. Voice technology, of course, was already on the rise before the pandemic, but COVID-19 has further spurred this interest in voice technologies. In fact, personal voice assistants are expected, aren't they expected to outnumber the world's population by 2024?
I wish I owned my own, like, Jarvis.
Mm.
I can pretend to be Iron Man.
That's a whole other level.
That's a different level, isn't it? Yeah. Cognizant's recent From Ears to Eyes, Getting Your Brand Heard in the New Age of Voice report. So this report says that brands not paying attention to voice could already be losing out on millions yearly,
yeah.
Believe it or not.
Especially in markets like India, it's projected to grow 40% there. So a vast majority of companies are agreeing that voice will become essential to their success. But only 20% have a formal voice strategy in place. So why the skepticism?
Good question. Let's see if we can get some answers from Manish Bal, who is Associate Vice President, Center for the Future of Work at Cognizant. Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Wow. I think it's a fascinating topic that we're diving into today. But while we all have an idea of what this is, perhaps you can give us a more professional answer as to the definition of voice technology.
Yeah, sure. So just think about it. You know, voice technology is the next evolution of human interaction with technology. So instead of clicking on a PC or touching our smartphones, our attention is rapidly shifting to using our ears to listen. So right now, you know, the scope of voice technology is limited to third-party personal voice assistants like Alexa, Google, and Siri. But it's just a matter of time. We believe soon voice interfaces will expand beyond smart speakers and be embedded in chatbots, enterprise applications, and companies' products and services.
But some parents will say that they are very good at voice technology. Like, you know, Elliot, go get me a glass of water. That's what my father would say.
Yeah.
Or Alexa, buy some milk for me.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Alexa, buy some milk for me. Right now, and I was moaning about it just a moment ago, my interaction with voice technology is very pithy. I end up having two layers of activity, you know, hey Siri, help me find this online. And then Siri directs me to something that I then have to click. So there's still that sort of, let's say, clunkiness in the system. Do you see this becoming smoother?
Yeah, definitely, yes, right. It is going to, you know, get smoother as we move forward. At this point of time, I think voice technology is more of an enabler, you know, to streamline, you know, experiences, interactions that we have with consumers at the end of the day. And as you rightly said, you know, earlier, the use of voice technology has been on the rise for a while now. As, you know, studies show that by 2024, voice assistants will outnumber the global population. So definitely on top of it, you know, the pandemic also acted as a catalyst for voice adoption as people are afraid to touch anything around them. So within the first 2 months of pandemic, you know, lockdowns, Alexa skills usage shot up by 65% globally. So soon, you know, consumers will expect to have a voice option at self-checkout counters, ATMs, automobiles, elevators, and anywhere else touch is currently needed. So definitely the shift towards voice will only accelerate in the future.
So that's really interesting because that was the question I wanted to ask you is where are we seeing this uptake and this uplift in the use of voice technology, particularly in the framework of a business, for example. So was that the case that around the world consumers were interacting with organizations using voice during the pandemic because they didn't want to touch anything?
Yeah, absolutely right. This is what we noticed, that definitely the pandemic acted as a catalyst for voice adoption. In fact, 70% of you know, consumers that we recently surveyed, you know, they said that they are going to use you know, more of voice when it comes to transacting, you know, with the world. So definitely, yes, the shift towards watch will only accelerate, you know, in the future.
Okay, you've opened a can of worms in my head here. I'm thinking, is it possible that the voice technology can influence your decision? Or if a company has something, let's just call it like a voice strategy, let's get Scarlett Johansson to be the voice of Alexa. That'll influence a lot of my decisions. Can it actually come to that point?
Yeah, that's a very good question, you know, that you raised earlier. So in our earlier research that we did, algorithms over brands, we found that 50% of consumers in Asia-Pacific trust information and recommendations provided by voice assistants more than they trust information directly from traditional companies' websites. So whether it is about enhancing our lifestyle, saving time, or giving us a sense of freedom, voice assistants have become the dominant trusted influence in our decision-making. In fact, 43% of Singapore consumers we surveyed are likely to purchase a brand they had never heard of, but recommended by the voice-based personal assistant. So every time, you know, those voice interfaces fulfill our needs efficiently and effectively, they take a further step in strengthening their relationship with us.
That is fascinating. We're both having a bit of a wow moment on that. So this comes to my next question, actually, which was I wanted a more specific example of a company that's done very well in incorporating voice technology in their business. Because if it's happening here in Singapore, I have to admit, I haven't been aware that I've experienced it. I may have done,
but I may not
have been aware. Can you give us an example of a company that's doing it well?
Yeah, so these are still the early days of, voice-first option, voice-first strategies for, organizations. But definitely as we move forward, we found that companies are very bullish on the, future of a voice. It's time for businesses to find a new voice to influence today's and tomorrow's customers. Because with voice, it is not just about what you say, but how you say it. You know, customers don't expect to develop a deep bond with voice AI, but they do expect the brand's voice to resonate, with them. So consumers remember both good and bad experiences they have with the brand's, voice that they are interacting with. So definitely, we are still in the early days for, voice-based, revolution, and companies have started to scratch the surface what it means to win with the, voice. But definitely at this point of time, companies are very much focusing on developing various, functionalities for Alexa Skill or Google Actions. This is something that they are doing. Number of banks in the region, what we really found, they're also developing, functionalities for these voice assistants. One of the insurance firms in India, for instance, they rolled out an AI-powered voice-based chatbot on Google Assistant for customers to execute self-service transactions. So definitely, yes, as we move forward, we will see more companies adopting voice-first strategy as we move forward.
So you can actually, with algorithms and whatnot, create that unique voice personality. You mentioned earlier on talking about a trustworthiness. Is this an audition factor once this voice is created? Does that voice sound trustworthy?
Yeah, that's very interesting. In our recent study, 85% of Singapore businesses we surveyed, they said that developing a brand's voice personality is extremely important for them. So when you think of Alexa or Siri, for instance, there is a distinct personality that comes to mind. So you know how they will respond to the questions you ask and what they are capable of answering. So this is what brands must aim for with their voice strategies. And there are many, different options for them to achieve this with. But it all boils down to what will work best for your target audience. Celebrity, for instance, is an option. A while ago, Amazon announced that Samuel L. Jackson, an American actor and producer, would be among the voices that Alexa will be able to imitate. So there are also consultants like AWS that help companies to build exclusive voice personas by working with AI research scientists to determine, what would resonate best with their consumers. So it's all about giving your brand a voice personality to better engage with the audience.
I found out yesterday that the voice on my computer is called Daniel. And he shouts the time at me, which is quite scary. But, I wanted to ask, obviously you're representing Cognizant Manish today, and I was quite curious about how you work with companies. Like, what sort of requests do they come to you with, and how do they then expand on this voice strategy?
So a successful enterprise voice journey, starts with clearly understanding the range of technology components and options available today. And we help brands to navigate this. So with voice applications, work best with my business. how can I use it to improve efficiency and save on costs? And does my company have the right frameworks in place for a successful implementation? And if not, what do I need to do about it? So we help our clients answer these questions, you know, through comprehensive research and analysis that take emerging business technology trends into consideration. So every company's potential use of voice, or any technology for that matter, is dependent on how that company functions individually. And we try to ensure that the insights and solutions we provide are personalized according to each client's specific needs.
Yep, very briefly, because we're almost out of time, Manish. Does it save you money? Is it cheaper to use a voice assistant?
Yeah, that's a very good point, right? At this point of time, right, as I said, we are still in the early days of, you know, voice-first revolution, right? And companies will have to figure out ways, you know, to develop new strategies for voice. And the key is how exactly they are going to activate, you know, their brand across the value chain that they have with voice. So over the period of time, it's going to get more cost-effective as new solutions are going to get developed. So definitely, you know, over the next few years, we will see voice technology becoming much more cost-effective for organizations.
I imagine a world where Samuel L. Jackson reads me ebooks at night, Morgan Freeman reads me motivational quotes in the morning, and Bruce Willis takes care of my shopping needs. You never know. You never know.
You never know.
Manish Bal, Associate Vice President, Center for the Future of Work at Cognizant, on the line with us. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for a wonderful discussion.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.